This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, May 6, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. Michigan drivers have seen prices at the pump soar 30 cents for a gallon of regular gasoline in the past week. AAA Michigan says it's the largest increase in the country since last Thursday. In Metro Detroit, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $4.26. The statewide average hit $4.31 a gallon. There were 24 shootings on freeways in the Detroit area last year, and 22 of them happened in the city. Bridge Detroit reports city and state police met with several other law enforcement agencies to discuss strategies to address the violence in area freeways. Detroit Police Chief James White says higher quality freeway cameras could cover entry and exit points to catch perpetrators. Freeway cameras aren't high resolution, making it difficult for authorities to figure out the make and model of vehicles. If the department got access to upgraded cameras, White says they would only be used to fight violent crimes, such as shootings. Detroit residents can weigh in on a draft of the city's 2022 Parks and Recreation Strategic Plan. The plan will guide park and recreation improvements for the next 10 years. The department collected feedback from Detroiters through a citywide survey to see what they wanted and needed from the parks and recreation system. Residents say lack of information, safety, and transportation are some of the reasons why they don't use parks. Some of the strategies to address residents' concerns include creating event calendars and increasing maintenance capacity. The dates for the three open houses to discuss the plan and get resident feedback are May 17th at the Adams-Butzel Center, May 31st at the Butzel Family Center, and June 28th at Patton Rec Center. The City of Detroit is relaunching its municipal ID card program, which was put on pause the past 2 years due to the pandemic. Residents can sign up by appointment Monday through Friday. The cost is $25 for a new card application for adults. The cost is $10 for youths ages 17 and younger, seniors ages 62 or older, and cardholders whose card has expired. The first 5,000 residents to sign up can get one for free. Councilmember Gabriela Santiago Romero says the ID cards are a much-needed resource for residents to go to doctor appointments, open bank accounts, and pick up medical prescriptions. Hundreds of decorated vehicles will parade down Woodward Avenue in Detroit tomorrow in celebration of Eid al-Fitr. Eid marks the end of a month of dawn-to-dusk fasting during Ramadan. Samira Sadiq is a co-founder of the Woodward Eid Cruise. She says in April 2020, she and her husband were trying to figure out how to celebrate the holiday safely when the topic of the Woodward Dream Cruise came up.
And we were like, bazinga, like we can do something like this. It's safe. Everybody's going to be in their cars. We can try to pull this off.
The third annual Woodward Eid Cruise departs at 2 p.m. from the Muslim Center near the Lodge in Davison in Detroit. The procession will head south on Woodward, wrap around Campus Martius, and end at Palmer Park. Thank you for joining us on the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News.